It's us. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Hannah and Dane of Flavor HD. Visit the website if you've not seen it. I think you'll be very, very impressed with what you see. Your one-stop shopping headquarters for all things food-related, not just in the city, but all over the place. It's Flavor HD. Every once in a while, we'll hear a mention about the James Beard nominations, and it's always exciting, but I think a lot of people, even though they hear it, may not know exactly what this entails. This is one of the highest honors you can get paid in the food industry mm-hmm. business, right?
Well, I don't know if there's a big check that goes along with it, kind of like the Nobel Peace Prize, you know, but there is a nice medal to it, and certainly you know, a lot of industry respect and accolades, and it's one of those things, one of the very few honors, regardless of whatever your chosen vocation is, where from that moment forward, every time that you are introduced, you will be introduced as that. You know, you'll be like the Indy 500 winner,
right,
blank, or Oscar winner blank. And from the food world, that's pretty much what it is.
It almost, I've likened it as Dane just did, to the Academy Awards of food. And I will say it's even beyond that. I would think it's more the Olympic gold medal, because it is not so, I don't know, I don't think it's as approachable. It's very, very, very rare.
Who decides on who's nominated?
Six people. They sit in a room. No, there's it's a board of people, previous winners, food
all
elite.
People in the food industry.
The peers, you know, people who would weigh in that you'd hope would have a good perspective on that.
It's not the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah. And who's James Beard? I'm sorry, I'm asking the question.
No, that's good. He is an incredibly famous chef, and there's a James Beard House in New York, and he created this like upper echelon of food. He was someone who dined in and worked with and was a counterpart of Julia Child and Jacques Pepin. So he is, while he did not have his own television cooking show,
that's why we don't know him.
He preceded that,
maybe.
Right? And he was before that a little bit.
I mean, the person who really, really took that anywhere was Julia Child.
And Graham Kerr a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
So James Beard
Graham
is definitely...
Graham Cracker?
Graham Kerr. You're galloping gourmet.
All right.
The whole team photo.
Yeah,
you got
Food.
Justin Wilson, the galloping... You know, yeah. Got all, I guarantee, you know,
he's like... Can cook, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And Emerald, to some extent, he was
absolutely
kind of an early adapter to this.
Yeah. A little, he was kind of like your next generation, the people standing on
network.
The shoulders. Yeah, mm-hmm. Where he was an early guy saying, bam, you know, hey, wow, there's a food person on TV, and it isn't a guy in overalls or Julia Child with the voice and a glass of bourbon. The thing that's a little bit different about this one is this is the 25th anniversary for the awards, and this is the first time that has ever been outside of the city of New York. And so, you know, 10 years ago, me telling people around, hey, Chicago's a great food town. Yeah, but what about, you know, San Francisco or New Orleans or, of course, New York? And now, like, this is an absolute validation.
Because it's coming here to Chicago.
It's here to Chicago this year.
Where will it be held?
It's a big deal.
At your house, Bill.
In my house.
Better start cleaning.
In the toy room.
The toy room, right.
Cut it out.
Well, all the celebrities, they love those toys, and they're really excited, so enjoy them.
And
May
4th. They can afford to replace them.
At the Lyric Opera House, it is going to be happening here, but it is one of those things. It is, it's on a Monday, but there are going to be events through that whole weekend that are going to be taking place all around, kind of like the Super Bowl. You know, it's the game, but there's big parties and events and galas, and so the entire food... world will kind of converge on Chicago, and there'll be tons of cool stuff.
Nomination-wise, does Chicago have many nominations?
Quite a few, and actually Steve Dolinsky, who has more than he needs. He's the hungry hound. I think he has seven already,
he's got 12.
12?
Yeah,
okay.
And his campaign speech, because you do campaign with this just like you would the Oscars, is I want some more. I'm hungry for more.
All right.
Kevin Pang. You guys would know him.
Sure.
He's nominated.
Pangalangalicious, I like to call him.
Yes. So, I mean, lots
never
of,
called him there before
lots,
in my life,
lots
though, by the
of,
way.
Lots of chefs
well, yeah,
in Chicago.
You know, and that's really it. You know, they've got their media awards, and we kind of, you know, pay a little bit of attention to that. But it's really, you know, great chefs. It is the highest honor that they can have and changes their restaurant entirely, because then their restaurant becomes James Beard Award-winning restaurant. One cool thing that's got a great Chicago connection is the Lifetime Achievement Award is going to Rich Melman.
Well-deserved.
Who has restaurants all over the place, but still the bulk of them here in Chicago, and so many great concepts. So it's cool to see him recognized.
Look at how he's grown. I mean, there was a time early on where his restaurants were just Chicago-centric,
right.
And now you can't go to almost any city and not
without
find a
finding a concept
yeah,
there.
Good.
That's because they're so good.
Yep.
You know, I do have a thing that we will talk about next week. I'm promising. I'm teasing for next week. I have actually the list of the 20 most important food television, cooking shows, which is kind of a cool list to go through.
Good.
So we'll talk about
we'll do that next
week
for sure. A couple of other stories we want to run past you. Number one, we've been talking about Lollapalooza and the incredible lineup this year. There's really some heavyweight talent, but there's a food angle to it that you guys wanted to address.
There is a food angle. Merlin Verrier, who is Graham Elliott's right-hand guy, one of his main people that he collaborates with, those two have been very responsible for orchestrating a lot of the food and elevating and escalating. And
they're the ones who took it. And this was a really, you know, a concerted effort on both mm-hmm. parts. You've got music, you've got a unique music festival, certainly something that Chicago's very own. And then you've got the food that matches it. So instead of the elephant ears and the funnel cakes and all the things you'd expect, of course, there's lots of beer, you know, at a festival like this. You know, they curate the restaurants yep. and bring in restaurants from around Chicago, food trucks and really great selections to make it so that you've got this really awesome opportunity to eat while you're hearing great music. But of course, their famous things are the lobster corn dog and the and the truffle popcorn, and they sell lots of them.
So Merlin posts on Facebook this morning. He's now executive chef out in Denver, but will still be involved. And this is what he posts. One of this year's Lollapalooza headliners emailed C3 to make sure Graham and I would be able to cook for him after his set. And that was Mr. Paul McCartney.
Oh, wow. What an honor.
So that is the level that the food has taken on.
That's bigger
on.
Than the James Beard Award.
And Lollapalooza.
In my opinion, right, it is. Yeah.
Look at the diversity. Well, they cooked for Eminem last year. I talked with them and they were, you know, going in to go ahead and cook for it. So, but think of the diversity from a cooking standpoint and certainly the music. You've got Eminem and then you've got, you know, Paul McCartney.
Sir Paul. Right.
Well, and who's a vegetarian. So the lobster corn dog, they're going to have to reinvent.
I could see Eminem just being like Mikey, hating everything. This stinks.
Maybe he's got that
Make
attitude.
Make me something else, yo.
And then, do we have time for the recipe?
There's always time for Dole Whip talk. Always,
what is Dole
always.
Whip?
Have you never had a Dole Whip? You've never had this?
Well, I'm guessing
do you mean a dollop?
No.
A Dole
it's a Dole Whip.
It is
a very specific.
Do that again. Whip.
I've had an orange whip.
Three orange whips. Orange whip. So there is a treat that is exclusive to Disney properties called the Dole Whip. It is made with Dole pineapple products, and it is kind of a riff on a soft serve ice cream.
Right.
But it's pineapple, and it's insanely delicious.
People line up. There are days where it's like a 45-minute wait to get one.
To get a Dole
Whip.
People
just love them.
Right. And there are T-shirts dedicated to the Dole Whip. It's a big deal.
How come I didn't notice any of
so
that?
Good.
Because if you don't go to...
It's an adventure land.
There's one spot. Now you can also get it at the Polynesian Hotel. But they moved it outside of the one restaurant. It was like a quick serve restaurant.
Yeah.
They had to move it outside because the line was so long for the Dole Whips that people couldn't get other food within the hotel. I have discovered, and via our friends from BlendTech, which is a fantastic blender product, but they have posted a riff on a Dole Whip.
A hack, if you will.
So you can make your own.
You can attempt to make your own.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
And next time you go to Disney World, you must...
June, going in June.
Dole Whip.
Whip me, Mickey.
It's the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing. It's now at Disney.
Whip it real good.
That's all they want to do is jump on that. If people want to get this recipe so that they can make their own, where do they go?
Kevin Richter has it, and it will be not only up on our Facebook page, it will be on your Facebook page as well.
Until the Disney cease and desist.
Right. So that should happen right around 11:45.
I mean, it's spelled Dole with like, something. I'm going to spell
do
it.
Do a screen grab on your phone.
D-O-E-L.
Or a triple P whip. That's all.
Yes. Guys, thanks so much. We'll see you again on Wednesday. It's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. Visit their website, flavorhd.com. More in a little bit.